breaking news from earlier this morning. The ACLU of Indiana has decided to file a lawsuit against Attorney General Todd Rokita regarding the incident back in October that you might remember, where journalist Abdul Hakeem Shabazz was banned from attending one of Todd Rokita's press conferences. And now a lawsuit has been filed against Rokita on behalf of that incident. Abdul Hakeem Shabazz, good enough to join us right now. Abdul, your thoughts just kind of on where this incident has gone and taken you over the last few months, and why you decided to take this legal action.
Well, thanks. I appreciate it. Well, first of all, this should have been necessary to begin with. I mean, it was a government news conference. Rokita's a government official. I'm a government reporter. So you would think that, you know, we'd all do our job, even though Mr. Rokita and I don't necessarily drink out of the same beer glass. But it's something I thought long and hard about. Because my thing was, if Todd Rokita can do this to me, which has banned me, who's been covering Indiana government politics for almost 20 years from his news conferences, then what's to stop him from doing that to, say, somebody from WIBC, excuse me, or the Fort Wayne Journal-Gazette, or, you know, public radio? For that matter, what's to stop any elected official from barring any reporter, you know, absent the reporter, you know, being a pain in the butt, you know, from their news conferences? So I thought it was time to take a stand, and that's why I decided to go ahead and file this litigation.
I understand, too, that Rokita has expressed concern against you in the past regarding your presence on one of the debates in the past, about when you were on the debate for that Republican primary. Is this kind of a history between you two? It seems personal. What do you think about that?
I'm not sure whether it's personal or what Todd Rokita's issue is, but I've always treated him, for the most part, civilly and professionally. When he first said he didn't want me in the U.S. Senate debate a couple years ago, he said he didn't want liberal college professors, you know, doing the debate thing. I was like, well, I don't know if you know my politics, but I'm not a, you know, ideological conservative, but I'm also not a liberal either. And those situations like that, I'm paid to do a job. I do my job, which is to treat you fairly, ask you tough questions, and, you know, and just do my job. And so I think some of it goes back to our history together. But their history shouldn't matter. I'm a legitimate journalist. I'm credentialed media. And so now we'll have to have a judge basically tell Mr. Rokita, hey, you can't violate the First Amendment. You got to let Abdul into your news conferences.
All right. So I'm guessing, is that the outcome you're hoping for with this lawsuit, is for him to let you back into all of his press conferences? Or are you looking also for something else, more far reaching as a result of this?
Get back into the news conferences. And number two, just send a clear message to every elected official here in the state of Indiana that you cannot ban the media, you know, from your press events. We're not talking about private events. We're not talking about, you know, a political fundraiser or a political event, because those aren't necessarily open to the public. But if it's a public event, if it's a news conference, then I should be allowed in, just like you should be allowed in, just like everyone who is credentialed media should be allowed in.
All right. And was this something, did the ACLU of Indiana come to you, or did you go to them?
I went to them.
Okay. And then also, too, you mentioned the concerns, a little bit of your concerns about what would happen if Rokita could continue to do this. What other concerns do you have long term if you do not win this lawsuit that could be warranted against the press or against the public, depending on what Rokita does?
I think if we lose this lawsuit, it sends a very bad, damaging message, you know, to everyone in the news media, saying, hey, you know what? You can the elected officials, the government elected officials, can violate the First Amendment, and there's no recourse, and there's nothing you can do about it. To me, that is a very dangerous message that this sends.
It seems like other you know, state leaders have let you into their press conferences. Have they said anything to you about this whole incident between you and Rokita?
Nothing directly. I mean, someone's done a couple of jokes about it. I remember one time the government had a news conference that I wasn't there because I was teaching college, and the government said, "Where's Abdul? Did we get his credentials?" And everybody just kind of laughed and chuckled. And I get that. But there have been a number of elected officials that I haven't necessarily been very critical of. For example, any Mayor Joe Hawks, I've been critical of the mayor's situation, the mayor's tackling of our crime problem in Indianapolis. But Joe Hawks would never, ever ban me from a government news conference. So no matter what I said or what I did, he would never do that. Glenda Rich didn't do it. Like I said, some political stuff I couldn't get in, but those were political events. Those are not events that were government related and open to the public.
Well, that's all I've got. Anything else you would like to add?
Oh, no, my friend, we are good.
Okay, he is Abdul Hakeem Shabazz, again, filing a lawsuit against Attorney General Todd Rokita with the help of the ACLU of Indiana. Abdul, thank you so much for the time this morning to speak about this, and good luck to you.
And no problem, Johnny. Thanks a lot, buddy.